This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Southwest Airlines flights are being canceled across the country. More than 2,600 of them on Tuesday, close to 3,000 on Monday. And that includes Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden. Matt Hurd is visiting family in Steamboat Springs and was supposed to fly home to Washington, D.C. Tuesday via Dallas.
And our Hayden leg was canceled about an hour and a half before our flight. So we were rebooked for January 2nd. So we'll be here an extra 6 days.
Airport manager Kevin Booth says 17 Southwest Airlines round-trip flights have been canceled over the past week, with 15 of those from Denver, one from Dallas, one from Nashville. Booth said he doesn't know when Southwest operations will return to normal, but to expect more cancellations until they do. The Steamboat Springs Office of Colorado Parks and Wildlife is reporting a bear getting into the trash on Conestoga Circle Monday. That means they aren't all hibernating. Conestoga Circle's on the west side of town near the cemetery. They ask that you remove any bird feeders and secure your trash if you live in that area. The next time you renew your license plates, you'll find a $29 fee. It's the Keep Colorado Wild Pass added to vehicle registrations through the Colorado Department of Motor Vehicles. It starts January 3rd. Here's Bridget O'Rourke, who is the statewide public information officer for Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Pass is really exciting because it aligns with the Colorado way of life, where our residents really want to connect with our outdoors, and our residents care for Colorado, and we're very grateful to live in this state, and we want to take steps to keep our landscapes healthy.
Money raised from the pass fee also goes to local search and rescue teams, avalanche safety programs, and outdoor education programs. You can opt out of that $29 fee. Traditionally, a state park pass is $80. Your registration card will have a sticker on it that shows you've paid. Colorado State Parks in Northwest Colorado include Stagecoach and Yampa River State Park, Elkhead Reservoir, Steamboat Lake, and Pearl Lake. The city of Steamboat Springs is hosting three community sessions to discuss the proposed commercial recycling ordinance. The first one is at noon Thursday, January 5th at Centennial Hall on 10th Street. The ordinance is for businesses and multifamily residences within city limits. All solid waste collectors must provide recycling to commercial accounts. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.